Good morning, everyone.
Here I am. I'm ready to go.
Good morning, Mary. What is that?
What do you mean, what is that? This is a fine specimen of a fishing rod.
Really?
You don't think this is a good fishing rod?
It's a wonderful fishing rod. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going fishing with it, of course. I heard that our Bible story today was about a time when the disciples went fishing, so I brought my rod.
Well, it's sort of a fishing story. Actually, it's more of a storm story.
A storm story? I don't like storms. Are we talking about a big storm?
Actually, yes.
Oh, big storms scare me.
Well, you're not alone. In today's story, Jesus' disciples were scared. It happened like this. One day, Jesus and his friends climbed into a boat and began to sail across the lake. The boat rocked gently back and forth, and soon Jesus went to sleep.
He must have been tired after teaching the people and helping them all day.
Yes, he was, but he didn't get to sleep for too long. Pretty soon a storm came up. The winds blew harder and harder, and the waves grew bigger and bigger.
Ooh, were they crashing over the boat? I don't like it when that happens.
Yes, they were. The disciples were fishermen, and they knew all about boats and storms, but they were still afraid.
What did they do?
They woke up Jesus. That was a pretty smart idea, because the next thing that happened was a miracle. Jesus told his friends not to be afraid. Then Jesus told the wind, "Be still." And he told the waves, "Be quiet." And the wind and the waves did what Jesus commanded.
Wow. I'm sure the disciples were happy. I'd be happy.
Yes, they were. They were also amazed at what had happened. They said, "Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" They were beginning to understand who Jesus is.
Of course, we know that Jesus is the Son of God. That's why he could tell the storm to stop. Isn't it great that Jesus helped his disciples when they were afraid?
Jesus also has power over everything that makes us afraid, or lonely, or upset. He even has a power over sin, death, and the power of the devil.
That's what our Bible words for today tell us. They are from the book of Matthew in the New Testament. The verse tells us, Jesus said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Let's have our little friends and big friends say that verse with us. It's up on the wall. Jesus said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Very good. That verse reminds us that there is nothing that we need to be afraid of because Jesus has power over everything.
Exactly. Now, what were you planning to do with that fishing rod?
Well, if we're not expecting any storms, maybe we could go fishing with it later.
Good idea. In the meantime, our little friends can head over to Sunday school, and our big friends can hear what Pastor has to say.
Bye, everyone. Please walk on your way to Sunday school so no one gets hurt.